We don't know for sure that a woman wrote that music. It's anonymous, after all, but I like to think there was some gal with an idea for a good tune when she was throwing together some food for somebody. An anonymous tune called Nutmegs and Ginger opened up this hour on Northwest Public Radio's Celebration of Women in Classical Music. I'm Gigi Yellen. Thanks for joining in, and visit the website nwpr.org if you want to know more about the recordings we're using. There's a playlist posted there for you. Here's a piece called Eatin' Time. It's a rag from one of those American white women who were drawn to the composition of rags around the turn of the 20th century. This one comes from around 1912. She was in Kansas City, Irene Cozad was, when she wrote this. Thank you. Eaton Time. You could have bought the sheet music for that and been part of a whole wave of fans of ragtime. There in the first couple of decades of the 20th century, the composer of that, Irene Cozad, one of those Midwestern women. She was working in Kansas City when she wrote that. The pianist you heard, Virginia Eskin, from her album Fluffy Ruffle Girls, which is the name of another rag on there. You've got lots of composers to learn about here. Northwest Public Radio bringing you a celebration of women in classical music. And yes, indeed, ragtime became an American classical music. But in the meantime, it wasn't necessarily the classical music that everybody thought of as respectable or serious or the kind of thing you made your reputation on. Here's a composer named Florence Price, born in Little Rock, Arkansas, around the same time as Irene Cozad was in Iowa. And Florence Price wound up being one of the first African-American women to be honored with a composition played by a major symphony orchestra. She made her career in Chicago and shared, among other things, community with Margaret Bonds, another notable African-American composer. She was Price's student. Among their group of friends, Marian Anderson, who often included songs by Florence Price in her concerts, and Langston Hughes was part of their community. Florence B. Price, whose music that we're going to hear now was premiered in Chicago by the Women's Symphony of Chicago. Margaret Bonds was the soloist in this concerto in one movement, which you'll hear right now on Northwest Public Radio, played by Karen Walwin with the new Black Music Repertory Ensemble, Leslie B. Dunner conducting, music by Florence Price on Northwest Public Radio.
Thank you.
music by Florence B. Price in a reconstruction of a piece first performed in 1934 in Chicago. The soloist at that time was the composer. This was a performance with Karen Walwin at the piano and the new Black Music Repertory Ensemble, Leslie B. Dunner, conducting Concerto in One Movement by Florence B. Price. Chicago, the center of her musical life. She was trained at the New England Conservatory in Boston and enjoyed a distinguished career, including some 300 compositions. There are thousands of compositions by women composers. Yep, thousands. That's what I learned in a conversation with the chair of the music department at Whitman College in Walla Walla. Susan, thank you very much. Susan Pickett, the violinist. We heard her last hour in music by Marianne Bauer. She deserves a lot of credit, and so do about maybe 20 other researching professionals around the country who are digging into compositions by women composers long missing. And what she suggests to you is go through maybe pieces of paper or boxes of forgotten things in your family, because many times compositions by women have been forgotten and tucked away in boxes of old letters. There was a composer she discovered in Sweden by following a lead she found at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Somebody in the family said, oh yeah, their niece left some manuscript somewhere. And she discovered a composer named Elfriede André. There are many to be discovered. Canon for a pair of violins or a pair of cornets, according to the composer, simply known as La Contessa, but actually she had a name, Maria Paterina, it turns out. She was in Regensburg, Germany, and the music for that was found in a set of choir books used in the Regensburg Cathedral around 1590 or so, The parts were deliberately inserted into the book's bindings, we're told. Members of Ars Femina performing on Northwest Public Radio's Celebration of Women in Classical Music. The composer, known in 1898 as Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, was invited to write an article about women in classical music, and she declined, saying she was too busy composing. And indeed she was. In her long life, from 1867 to 1944, Amy Beach composed hundreds of pieces for her own instrument, the piano, for orchestra, for chamber ensemble. Amy Beach, a major force in American musical life, especially in New England, who also toured and performed in Europe, and for whom beach clubs are named, not the kind that you hang out next to the water in, but Amy Beach inspired continued music education and was instrumental in creating an association of women composers that survives to this day. Here's a suite that Beach performed frequently herself after its premiere in 1907. She named it after a character from the Commedia dell'arte. It's called Les Rêves de Colombine, Colombine's Dreams. Thank you. Inspired by the Commedia dell'arte, the American composer Amy Beach wrote that little suite, Les Rêves de Colombine. You heard Virginia Eskin play it here on Northwest Public Radio. Thank you so much, Virginia Eskin, who produced so many recordings and so much research, bringing to light the works of women composers from a lot of places, mainly America. She's made wonderful recordings, and we'll get back to one more of her rags, a contemporary one, here on Northwest Public Radio. A few minutes left here in this celebration of women composers to pay attention to someone who got a commission from the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. Her name is Connie Ellisor, and here's the finale of her Concerto for Mountain Dulcimer and Tennessee Music Box called Blackberry Winter. The American composer Connie Ellisor wrote that. It's the finale of her concerto called Blackberry Winter for Mountain Dulcimer and Tennessee Music Box and the Nashville Chamber Orchestra with Stephen Seifert soloing, conducted by Paul Gamble. You've been listening to a celebration of women in classical music. Northwest Public Radio, I'm Gigi Yellen. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks for looking up more of these amazing composers, many of whose names we haven't even mentioned in these 3 hours. Germaine Taillefer, Louise Ferranc, Gabriela Lena Frank, Julia Niebergall, Ellen Zwillick, the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in music. There's a lot of research to be done. Maybe by next year's Women's History Month, many of these names will become much more familiar to us, and their music will, too. We've put the playlist of this program up on our website, nwpr.org. Here's time for reflection with The Reflective Rag by Judith Lang Zamont. Virginia Eskin plays it.